Just over a year ago, Father Peter Balleis took up the job of International Director of the Jesuit Refugee Service at its headquarters here in Rome. Originally from Germany, he'd previously spent more than a decade coordinating the work of Jesuit refugee services in the southern African region. But over this past year, he's had the chance to travel across the globe and to hear firsthand from those affected by some of the most dramatic refugee crises. Reflecting for us on the meaning of this Christmas season, Father Peter is particularly struck by the plight of refugee families, who instead of sharing this season of joy together, are torn apart by violence and conflicts, by poverty and by barriers of many different kinds.
This Christmas time, my thoughts, of course, go to the major crisis zones where there's open fighting, a lot of suffering, like Sri Lanka, like Congo, East Congo, North Kivu. But somehow these news situations are in the news. I would rather like to highlight situations which are not in the news. And my focus is a bit the family. How does forced migration affect the family situation? Christmas is a time where we celebrate the families, the unity, we want to be together. But unfortunately, a lot of people, due to forced migration, as refugees, displaced people, cannot be together. In the recent weeks, I visited the border between the United States and Mexico, where the two border dioceses, some religious congregations, and the three Jesuit provinces of California and Mexico and New Orleans work together in the so-called Father Kino Border Project. Father Kino was the first Jesuit missionary in that area over 200 years ago. What happens on that border? There's a big fence between the United States and Mexico. People, for various reasons, a high degree of violence, poverty, try to work in the United States to cross the border, they're sent back. But many people have crossed already years ago and live in the United States. They have their family there and work. But unfortunately, due to the events of 9/11, immigration laws have become tighter, more controlling. The Department of Home Security is following up more on anyone who is suspected to be there without correct papers. So people are picked up and deported to back to Mexico, across the fence, across the border. And in that morning, a lot of men arrived in the last night, where to go now. And the Jesuit Refugee Service, together with the other partners, have a first kind of a reception center. They get some warm meal in the morning and in the evening for a couple of days till they see where to go. And then so we spoke a bit with men just deported and asked, from where are you? Expecting to say, I'm from Mexico, I'm from there, from Guatemala, Honduras. But some said, I'm from California. But why are you here? Yeah, I stayed there for some years. My children are born in the United States. They have the U.S. citizenship. They go to school. Yes, some of the papers were not correct, whatever. So I was picked up and deported. And here is a number of these men, quite a lot. Here they are, separated from their family, forced. I almost say they are now forcibly displaced people because they had their home, they had their place, they had their work, they have been contributing to our country. Yeah, papers were perhaps not all correct, but they were honest. They are honest citizens, and the law and the enforcement of law has pulled them apart from their family. And that was the same What we experienced the day before, we visited one of the detention centers where people are picked up as migrants, undocumented and so on. Refugees, asylum seekers are deported, processed through the detention center. We had mass there in Spanish. They were all Latinos, 300 men. And it was the feast of Christ the King. There was this fence, high fences, barbed wire, and here we celebrated Christ the King, the kingdom of God, in a prison de facto, with men pulled apart from their families, from their beloved ones. Many had tears in their eyes. It was, for me, a crucial moment to understand what we actually celebrated. We celebrated something, the anticipation of the kingdom of God also means one. The kingdom of God definitely means no barbed wire, no fences, no offenses of immigration and so on, no borders, no Nogales anymore, a border town and that fence. It means another world, another form of relationship without these limits which make people illegal, which make people criminalize them who are honest people. So it was the right thing to celebrate that. I do think, as Christmas is, yes, Jesus is born into this world, even himself, refugee, a world which divides poor and rich, which divides high class and lower class, which divides now illegal. Also, Joseph had to go to Rochester in Bethlehem. One can play through this image of Christmas. That's the reality he's born into, that, into this world, in order to overcome it. And we live from that hope that it will overcome these borders. And I do think that love of these men for their families, there's no fence high enough to stop them to go back to their families. They were convinced. They will try their ways. No border police will stop them. Because love for people is stronger, is more. So with this example, I'd like to recall many other refugee families whom I met during this year on my visits, be it also the children of migration family in Ecuador, who paint on the plane when they saw last time their parents moving, flying to Spain, and then one text in one painting of a child says, you know, that this plane should bring the parents back again. They go somewhere else to work. The children stay with the grandparents. Again, families are torn apart. In Syria and in Jordan, where we started to work now, the visits to families who stay at home, they're afraid, they're traumatized. Often, and it says a statistic, 25% of the refugees, households headed by women, that means the man died or lost in all this conflict in Iraq. So let's remember these families who have been pulled apart, who have lost a member in the family, who have been separated due to the conflicts, the violence, the economic poverty which makes people to migrate and try somewhere to earn money to feed the families. It's the other border I can remember also, between Zimbabwe and South Africa. Sitting there in August, a lot of young men, also some young women, but a lot of men, they left their family behind because they try to find a living, some money to send it back to Zimbabwe because people cannot live there anymore. Some are also, many, because of the pre- and post-election violence, they had to leave. They're more under threat by the regime. Again, the dictatorship, the economic collapse forces families, pulls them apart. And for the survival of the family, some have to go to find some earning or go into security to help the others. So the families suffer a lot under these situations, And I would like that we recall them and think of them and their countless stories, forgotten, not known, that they experience and have that hope in Christmas that one day their Christmas will be when they're again united as a family to be together.
Thanks there to Father Peter Balles, International Director of the Jesuit Refugee Service.